These are the security stories from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 26th, 2021. I'm Tom Merritt. Exodus Privacy analyzes how many trackers are used by Android apps. Its security researcher Mike Kukets highlighted in a blog post February 20th that LastPass has 7 trackers. Exodus also found 4 trackers each in Dashlane and RoboForm, 2 trackers in Bitwarden, and none in 1Password. Kukets said the data tracked by LastPass included smartphone make and model and whether biometric security was engaged. LastPass told The Register that the data is used to improve their product, no personally identifiable information is collected, and that users can opt out of collection in their advanced settings. Google announced it will provide funds to the Linux Foundation to underwrite the work of 2 full-time maintainers for Linux kernel security development, Gustavo Silva and Nathan Chancellor. Silva's work is currently centered on eliminating several classes of buffer overflows in the kernel, while Chancellor will work on triaging and fixing all bugs found with the Clang LLVM compilers, which are used by Android, Chrome OS, and other Linux distributions. VMware issued a patch Tuesday for a remote code execution vulnerability in VMware vCenter server for Windows or Linux. Within a day, proof-of-concept exploits were in the wild, and researcher Troy Mersch of Bad Packets wrote on Twitter that mass scanning activity for vulnerable servers has been detected. The vulnerability has a score of 9.8 out of 10 for severity on the Common Vulnerability Scoring System. Users need to update vCenter server immediately or implement recommended workarounds. Messaging app Telegram is adding options to have messages auto-delete in all chats, not just secret chats, have invite links expire, and allow users to have unlimited members in broadcast groups. The features are available in the latest update to Telegram. Samsung has committed to provide security updates to devices at least 4 years after their initial release, extending back to hardware originally released in 2019. This extends to even entry-level phones, although some lower-end phones will be limited to quarterly security upgrades. Security researchers at Red Canary discovered a new type of Mac malware called Silver Sparrow that had infected almost 30,000 endpoints as of February 17th and affects Apple's M1 chips. It's unclear how the malware is installed on the machines or what its purpose is. Researchers have not seen any second-stage payloads sent to it while monitoring. Apple revoked certificates for developer accounts used by the creators of Silver Sparrow. Apple says this will prevent it from being distributed through the Mac App Store and should be detected if downloaded elsewhere, thanks to Apple's notary service. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.